Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes and I'm joined by Augie as per usual. He's getting a little bit too big for his boots, too smart for his own good. I've warned him, particularly for this episode, not to give out too much information because he does tend to make me look like a bit of a halfwit, which maybe isn't too difficult. But anyway, on we go. And this week, for a change, Augie, we're going to start in country 404, basket case Ukraine. Yeah. Now, 7 years ago, almost exactly to the day, our friend Vladimir Zelensky, Vova, yeah, he became president. Now, he was elected on a tidal wave of discontent in Ukraine. People were tired of this proxy war in Donbass. They were tired of gross corruption. So they decided to elect a man who'd actually starred in a TV show called Servant of the People, who just so happened to be a disgruntled teacher in the show who went on to become president and sorted out all Ukraine's problems. Well, kind of, it didn't go too well in the film either. 7 years ago, he promised to end corruption and he promised to end the war in Ukraine. 7 years on, lucky sevens, 7 year itch. How's it looking? Not so good. Run the video, Augie. Here he is. No cocaine whatsoever involved in this video. Right, Augie?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it turned out.
Можна ми самі будемо вирішувати, що з цими грошима робити.
Wow, that was pretty creepy, right?
You can't give us, some financial support. Okay, okay, please, give us a credit.
Дайте нам вашу зброю.
You can see him decaying as a human being through the years.
Дайте нам кредити, дешеві кредити, такі безумовні кредити, які є в ваших державах. На сьогодні нам потрібні гроші.
Well, as you could see him literally decaying, Augie, right? Physically and morally. Now, Augie, what does the term, you know, daitena mean in Russian?
It's just simple, our dear Western friends. It's give.
Yeah, give. You know, the gravy train hasn't ground to a halt. They're still stealing everything in Ukraine. But everything else is looking just fine in country 404 since Zelensky took over. Remember, he promised end the war, end corruption. How's it looking, Augie?
Great. Oh, first of all, for our dear viewers, I wanted to note that 7 years ago, Zelensky has been elected for 4 years presidency. He's still in power, right? And as we can see him decaying in the video, the same is happening to Ukraine.
Yeah.
In the 1991, the Ukraine population was 45 million. Today, it's around 20.
20 million. So the population we cut in half, the economy is crippled, inflation is massive. Everything that Ukraine has right now has been given it by someone else, right? There's no such thing as a free lunch, right? What is this insanity that they're still even considering this idea that Ukraine is an independent sovereign country, Augie?
Well, don't you think, Che, that Ukraine has some pillars that are supporting its sovereignty?
Well, Augie, funny you should mention that. Surprise, surprise, I know exactly what those three pillars are. The first one is lots of dead, failed Nazis, right? Now, it's not good enough to idolize your dead heroes. They have to be complete failures in Ukraine. It just so happens that all of Ukraine's dead, failed Nazi heroes were all psychopaths, pedophiles, liars, rotters, and made up, right? What about Mr. Bandera? He's a very good-looking guy. Ilya, let's show everybody what Mr. Bandera actually looked like. He looked like Nosferatu. You wouldn't know that from the pictures of him on the stamps as a hero in Ukraine. Now, why are we talking about dead failed heroes and Ukraine? Well, there's a guy called Andrei Melnik, okay, who was another dead failed Nazi. Surprise, surprise. And he was buried with his wife in Luxembourg. Now, the glorious EU, right? The Euro Reich. I mean, a place that suffered terribly under the Nazis themselves. Luxembourg, Germany, France, the whole, continent was basically lit aflame by the Nazis. But now, there are a different types of Nazis. You know, you've got the bad Nazis, the kind of ones that killed all the Jews and Gypsies and Roma, and you've got the hero Nazis. The hero Nazis are the ones from Ukraine. And Mr. Melnik is one of those. OUN, UPA, went around Poland, and Galicia, nailing babies to barn doors, crucifying farmers, cutting their throats. A lovely guy. And they've just sent his remains, his skeleton, back from Luxembourg to Ukraine. Why would you say? So that he could be incinerated and scattered in the Dnieper River and, you know, condemned as a murderous child killer, right, Augie?
No.
What they actually did was they had a parade for this guy. Yeah. So while Europe is terrified of even dead Russians, right? Everybody, you name it, Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky, they're all, you know, terrified of them. They're not scared of dead Nazi Ukrainians. They dig them motherfuckers up, ship them back to Ukraine and have a parade. I shit you not. It's real. Run the video, Augie. What the f***? Look behind her.
So proud. So proud.
Look at this. Look at the iconography. Look at this stuff. And who paid for all this, Augie? The plane back, the banners, the Nazi... Who's paying for it all?
You are, my dear. You are friends.
Now, you may ask, what is the second pillar? We've done number one, which is failed dead Nazis. Pillar number two, Augie?
Absolute fucking corruption.
Just a little smidgen. Just a smidgelet. Little sprinkle a little bit here and there. It's only 10 million, 100 million, a couple of billion. Come on. I mean, it's kind of ashtray money, right? And, of course, Ukraine is gripped by endemic, paralyzing, and, you know, absolutely endemic corruption. It's everywhere. The judiciary, the police force, the army, politicians. It's literally everywhere. Everything can be bought in Ukraine. And one man who signifies and sort of, you know, really is the standout guy when it comes to corruption, a guy called Andrei Yermak. Yermak was Zelensky's right-hand man. And you can see the media, check it out, all the media in the West. He was such a darling, embracing everybody. No one's embracing him now. And if you notice something, Augie, how many, since Yermak has been arrested and put in prison, he just got bailed, how many EU leaders have visited Kiev?
Zero?
Zero? I wonder why, because I don't want a comparison of when they were hugging this corrupt motherfucker and when he's getting trotted out of the prison. Now, he raised a ton of money to get bail. They put the bail at $3.1 million. That's a ton of money in Ukraine. I'm not sure how much Yermak was getting a month in salary, probably about $1,000. How did he raise $3.1 million? You know, come on, let's... It's just, you know, the dogs in the street know that the money that was handed in to the court to bail him out was all stolen too. It's like some kind of absolute show, right? But does anybody blink an eye in Europe? Nah, mein Führer, we must allow our friends in Kiev to continue the war against the horrible Russians. Oh, it's just insane. Run the video, Augie. So who's this guy, Augie?
That's his lawyer explaining how he got all this bail money.
Yeah. How did you manage to raise 140 million for bail so quickly, or even 154?
A lot of people took part in this. I'll say that even after this whole story ended, I still turned down many people. They kept reaching out.
So there was that much hype?
Everyone in Ukraine was reaching out to pay bail for Yermak.
Oh, everybody wanted to pay bail for Yermak. What I actually heard was the people who raised the bail were terrified to submit it to the court in case the court asked them where they got the money from. And only when the court said, look, we're not going to ask, did they actually send the money in. This is what you're paying for, guys. Now, of course, that's the second pillar, gross corruption. It's almost comedy corruption at this. It's almost CC, okay? Now, we were talking about pillars of corruption, but we've decided to change it. Yeah, sorry to disappoint you. We're going to call them the spikes on the trident. Remember, you know, this sort of Nazi-esque kind of trident that's everywhere in Ukraine? So the third and final spike, right, or whatever, is what, Augie?
Sending people to certain deaths.
Sending people to certain death. Now, while the EU, and kind of was the Americans until they kind of cashed in their chips and said, no more, we're not sending any more money. You can buy the to kill each other, we don't care. Yeah, until the big Don said that, it was an American gig. But now it's a EU gig, it's a European gig 100%, okay? Why are they sort of postulate and, you know, pontificate about democracy, freedom, liberty, defending EU values in Ukraine? Ukraine is defending Europe. Well, maybe Ukraine is, Europe is a completely corrupt... And maybe Ukraine is a laboratory. I've said this a lot, that what they're doing in Ukraine by dragging people off the streets, which is our third spike pillar of what's actually happening in Ukraine, I think that that's actually a laboratory. They're only testing to see how far they can get away with this in Ukraine before they're going to have to do it in Europe to fight Russia in this war that they're trying to create. Now, check this out. When you get dragged from the street in Ukraine, not only do you get, you know, two chances to survive. You can either pay the guys who actually kidnap you, maybe $5,000 or $10,000. They'll actually let you go, cross your name off the list. Or you can actually get into the actual detention camp, the gulag, which you're going to have a look at in 2 minutes, and you can pay maybe $10,000 or $15,000. Or you can maybe get a doctor to pay $20,000, your whole life savings or your whole family, to avoid going. If you don't have that kind of money, you're going to die. And this is the departure lounge. Check it out. Luxury, right? Good food, nice bedding, everything really nice. Nice training. No, you get probably 2 or 3 or 4 days training, then you get sent east to get your head taken off by a Russian drone. This is the reality. And by the way, check out the toilet facilities here. Really says a lot about an advanced European values country. Yeah, run the video, Oggy.
I mean, I can clearly see all this European taxpayer money being put to good use here. Look at this. These are the piss bottles.
This is the toilet.
This is the piss bottles.
And that's the bucket.
Yeah.
Me. I mean, it's just barbaric. It's like, imagine this was happening, Oggy, in Russia, in China, in Iran, anywhere. Imagine this was happening in any of those countries. It would be all over the papers, right? Where is it now? Why is nobody talking about this in Brussels?
Let me remind you, dear viewers, this is happening in the same country where the elites are having golden toilets.
That's where your money's going. Down the golden toilet, my friends. Down the... Now, Augie and I were wondering, okay, is there a country that could kind of compete with Ukraine for being a completely dysfunctional, fake, run by complete psychopaths? Lots of decent people in Ukraine, lots of decent people in this country too, pretending to be a democracy, right? Guess the country. Come on, come on, let's have a little game guessing. So it pretends to be a democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East, right? You know what we're talking about? Yes, the only democracy in the Middle East, Israel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the country that, you know, has an open prison next door to it, which is called Palestine, has bombed the out of all its neighbors, right? Has a nuclear weapon, right? And pretends it doesn't have one, but everybody knows it does have one, right? And nobody bothers them about that, right? Iran wants to make some nuclear power, wants to maybe wants a nuclear weapon. Why shouldn't Iran have a nuclear weapon if Israel has one, but doesn't really have one? It seems these boys can get away with absolutely anything they want. So lots of similarities between country 404, Ukraine, and Israel, right? Now, of course, Israel is in the headlines yet again for all the wrong reasons yet again. Not because Mr. Netanyahu has prostate cancer. could have been worse. But because they've intercepted another flotilla. Now, our views on the flotilla here on Moscow Mules are a bit strange, right? We think it's a bit PR-ish, right? There's a bit of PR in this. Like, you sail your flotilla with all your blue hair and your, you know, your PLO scarves and all your little rainbow flags. You sail your little yacht towards the Israelis. What do you expect the motherfucker gonna do? It's like you smear yourself in honey, walk into the forest full of bears, you know, and make sure you pack your ass with Nutella and see what the bear gonna do. Oh, he's gonna sit down and have a discussion with you about that little rabbit that whose head he tore off. No, the bear's gonna rip your ass badly. And that's what happened to the Sumud flotilla. They got ass pretty badly. Now, there's nothing funny about this, but here on the Moscow Mules, we have to giggle. Run the video again. Boom. There you go. Welcome to Israel.
Well, Chi, you know, I believe because of our views on the flotilla, we have been receiving very angry emails lately. And, you know, here at Moscow Mules, at our dear viewers, we really value your opinion, so we have to address it.
Kinda. We kinda do. I mean, we do value, we value your opinion if you're giving us compliments and saying we're great. But if you think we're anything else, you... From time to time, people in the media, journalists, commentators, have to apologize when they do something wrong. So, on that basis, Well, I won't be apologizing for anything I say here. It's not going to happen. But we did get an email from a viewer, right, Augie? A gentleman that was very upset with my treatment of Greta Thunberg, a girl I have massive respect for. So on that basis, we'd like to show you the actual email that was sent to us here on the show complaining about my treatment of Greta. Run the video, Augie.
What kind of closet Nazi is Che Bose? His disdain of Thunberg, whose shoes he is not fit to lick. Which flotilla to Palestine has he volunteered for indicates that he is an, again, closet supporter of the Zionist equals Nazi equals genocidal Nazi state of Israel. As usual, Che Bose is full of you-know-what on anthropogenic global warming may be the reason for his unwarranted contempt for the remarkable and courageous Greta Thunberg, whose shoes he is not fit to lick, though I would love to see the meme.
Remarkable and courageous Greta Thunberg. Well, I gotta give it to him. The guy knows that. He gave me both barrels there.
That's right, dear viewers. We invited Greta Thunberg to Moscow Mules.
And she's lost a bit of weight. Don't be too shocked. It's the time of the boat. Greta, come on.
Hello, Che.
Yes, how are you, Greta?
How dare you, Che?
How dare I? Shut the fuck up and sit down, Greta. So, Greta, we did want to apologise, for how we treated you on the show. We think you're an absolutely super person. And we think you had a huge impact on Israel by driving your boat straight at them.
Thank you, Che. I like Moscow Mule so much, but you still need to apologise to me like the only sensible viewer of the show said. So you have to lick my shoes.
Lick your shoes?
Don't worry, Che. I prepared something special for you.
Okay, look, you know, we are a satirical show. We like to have a laugh, but let's face it. The behavior of Israel when it came to the people who went out there, whether you agree or disagree, this is a bunch of middle-aged, blue-haired, brigaded women. What would you say? You know, hippies. There's no threat to the state of Israel here. What were they carrying on board? Sacks of and stuff. It's just complete overkill. And when you've got complete overkill in Israel, one man's going to turn up. Remember, Mr. Golden Noose? Yeah, Mr. Ben-Gvir. He's a repellent character. And you know what? He's grossly unpopular, even among, the Israeli cabinet. Everyone seems to hate this guy. He's got a talent for turning an opportunity from, you know, some propaganda into reversing it back, turning the barrels back straight into his face. He's a real clown. Let's have a look at him openly taunting some of these unarmed activists who in international waters were sailing towards Israel with humanitarian aid. She would have probably just let them deliver the let them off, and that would have been that. It wouldn't have got any coverage, right, Augie? But Ben-Gvir turns up, right, and starts doing his Stalag Luft, job, waving the flag. He's some boy, Run the video, Augie.
Free Palestine!
That was a great call. Free Palestine. That was a great idea. That's exactly what you should say. This looks kind of... This is just... I mean, is that serious? It's crazy. Now, Augie, riddle me this. A Russian ship, okay? A lot of people on the Black Sea try to sail towards blah, blah, with, whatever, LGBT flags, whatever. The Russian Navy intercepts them, gags them, binds them, puts them in a stress position on the deck of a ship. How many sanctions would you say that's worth?
I'd say like 5,000 sanctions on a complete meltdown.
Would you go 5,000? You going 5,000? How many ICJ arrest warrants? How many? Are you going to sprinkle in a few? Sprinkle a few.
The whole government, yeah.
So we got 5,000 sanctions. Let's drop in a little bit of ICJ, then a few personal sanctions. The shipping company be signed. Everyone gets sanctions. How many sanctions for Israel for this?
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Zero, my friend. Zero. Now, of course, what would an episode of the Moscow Mules be without visiting Europe? Europa, the great continent. Ish was. And at least we found one thing that is in a growth phase in Europe now. Is it a heavy industry? No. Is it, you know, wealth, you know, social measurements of happiness and joy? Everything's going so well. No. But actually two things are actually on the rise, you know, aside from food banks, mass immigration, rape, crime, theft, you know all that stuff. We've told you this before, but we found two more things that are literally going through the roof, Augie, yes?
Absolutely correct, Che. I have good news for you, dear viewers. Gonorrhea and syphilis are hitting record levels in Europe.
Oh, my God! Wow!
And anyway, in the beautiful garden of Europe, remember, Europe is a garden, everywhere else is a jungle. Gonorrhea and syphilis are on the rise. These are kind of medieval illnesses, right? They're kind of... Why is it happening, Augie, do you think?
I think it's because Europe has become too cultural, too well-developed and, progressive.
Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah is what the term you're looking for, right? Basically, right? Because Europe is now in a kind of race against itself, a race to the bottom of all sort of morality and all sort of, you know, Western European Judeo-Christian sort of ideas of family and society and culture. It's all, you know, it's the Antichrist at work. It really feels that way, you know? And the more controversial and offensive you can be, about all this, the better. Eurovision, all this quackery and wackery and blue-haired brigadery. It's just like, and of course, the arts. When we're talking about the arts, there's a big festival of the arts in Europe. Yes, where would it else would it be except beautiful France, the Cannes Film Festival. Now, 20 years ago, you go to the Cannes Film Festival, you'd see a few real whacker films, a few bangers would be there. The chicks look great in their evening dress. This was a beautiful festival of real culture and art. Now it's turned into a blue-haired brigade show. Yeah, for real. Run the video, Augie. Oh, for f***'s sake. Ugh.
Europe's most favorite type of people. Horned, red-painted, transgender Satanists.
They just get in everywhere, don't they? They
everywhere. Yeah, make sure, know that he's wearing a dress as well.
Are we not sick of this shit yet? Well, that brings us to the end of yet another fantastic episode of Moscow Mules, if I do say so myself. Now, you might notice something about this week's show. We didn't visit America. Pray tell why. Well, because we think America's kind of preoccupied with its own problems in a place called Iran, Straits of Hormuz. And this was more about Europe, Ukraine. And now that Ukraine is, you know, down on all fours, on a leash with a gag in its mouth for the Europeans, we thought that was kind of important. Now, what changes? Nothing really. And that is reflected by Mr. Zelensky. 7 years, no elections. So look, let's listen to ourselves speak. 7 years, no elections. The European Union is telling you that they're defending democracy and freedom in a country that hasn't elected anyone in 7 years. You can have 10,000 people in the center of Kiev at a concert, but you can't bring 10 old dears into a polling booth in Dnipro. Yeah, something very, very wrong. Anyway, we'll be here, same time, same place next week, as per usual. You can bet on it, you can count on it, you can set your clock by it. So until then, same time, same place, look after each other, look after yourselves. God bless.